Good evening. The time is 5:02 and the Warwick Finance Committee is open. May I have a motion for acceptance on the minutes for the committee meeting held on September 19th?
So move.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 114-22, bid 2023-137, Appanog Baseball Complex Site Improvements and Playground. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening. Bill Facenti, Community Development Office. Community Development Office is asking the City Council to approve a award of a bid to redo the Appanog playgrounds in the back here. They haven't been done in probably about 25, 30 years. We were successful in applying for a DEM recreation grant. We received a $320,000 recreation grant to go towards the construction costs. We held the mandatory pre-bid on August 16th. We advertised on August 16th. We had a pre-bid on August 30th. Four vendors attended the pre-bid. We received three bids. The lowest bidder withdrew their bid due to a mathematical error. Prices ranged from, at the time, $630,400 to $789,950. We reviewed the bids. Cardi Corporation of Warwick and Yard Works, Inc. of Warwick, both good companies. Cardi is the lower price. Yard Works is higher by $15,950. And we have requested that we award to Yard Works based on our review, our past experience working with Yard Works, their submitted past projects in their references, in their bid package, I should say. Cardi Corporation did not submit any past projects that were doing playgrounds. They probably could handle a playground. I have had prior experience with Yard Works with Father Cherokee Playground in 2020. Ward 8, and they did a very good job, came in on budget, and I'm asking for an award of $789,950 to Yard Works of Warwick.
Thank you. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
Very excited about this project. I know we've been working on this for at least 3 years now. I just wanted to give some background on that. We're very excited. As you mentioned, this playground's right behind us here, the ball fields, right in the heart of Appanog. It has not been fixed up in about 30 years. It needs it. That's a very busy league here. There's lots of neighborhoods that access that as well. It's not just building up the playground. It's fixing up the area there. We're clearing some space out, making it a nice little ramp to down there, clearing some areas. Really, really great project. The Appanog Village Association has come out in support of this. They are thrilled with that. The Appanog Little League is in full support of this and is very excited about it. And when we had a kind of a community meeting on this, we even had the daycare across the street from City Hall. They're thrilled. Obviously, they want to utilize this new playground when that comes in. They met with us. They had some great ideas on the planning and stuff like that was incorporated. So this is a really exciting project. It's all federal funds with the CBDG funds and also a state pass-through grant that we received, correct, which is unique to this project, which is very exciting as well. So there's no funds coming from the city's budget, annual budget, if you will. So it's a really good opportunity. I just want to have you just speak on the CBDG program. I know that, you know, myself and Donna, your favorite council people, and that's why we get these funds. But there's also the federal requirements here as Appanog qualifies for that and parts of Oakland Beach and other areas, but not the whole city doesn't qualify for these. So that's why it's specific to this area.
Right. So there are how the community development block grant funds work under the area benefit. national objective, you need to use the census tract and block group level. And the census tract and block group level, the most recent data that we have and we're using is the 2017 ACS, American Community Survey. The 2020 census data is not released yet. And right now, Appanag, this area of Appanag is 64% low mod income. So normally it's greater than 51% is eligible. There are some other areas of the city. There's some in Ward 1, there's some in Ward 9. They're small pocket areas, but most of the concentration is left in Appanag and Oakland Beach. Many communities have fallen out. Parts of Connecticut have fallen out over the years, Norwood. There's a lot of different communities. And you're right, this is a 100% non-city general fund. It's $320,000 of state grant, $484,000 of CDBG prior year funds. One of the other factors that I looked at when I made the recommendation is that Yardworks is using, in the federal and state purchasing requires MBE and WBE, minority business enterprises and women business enterprises. And Yardworks submitted their subcontractors as 29% of their subcontract, 29% of the cost of the contract is going to be awarded to MBE and WBE companies. When I went back through Cardi, they're using one of the same subcontractors as Yardworks. So I recalculated theirs and they come out to 12.5%. So the minimum is 10. So, I mean, it's just another reason why that the past project, Father Taroki Field, the utilization of the MBE, it makes the city look good under the federal guidelines when we award contracts to MBE and WBE contractors.
So. Thank you. Yeah, that was my next point is that this is great that they're both two WAR companies too, right. Which I think is very important to highlight.
Yeah, they're both, you know, WAR companies. They've been WAR companies for a long time. You know, Cardi's is a larger company and Yardworks is a little bit smaller, but they're both, you know, great WAR companies.
Sure. And what kind of tipped it towards Yardworks here is, again, as you mentioned, is that, you know, 29% will go towards a minority company, right, subcontractors and stuff like that,
yes,
which is a larger percentage towards Cardi. So that kind of weighed it a little more. And also the fact that Yardworks, they presented in their original bid examples of playgrounds that they have done,
right,
and references.
And I have personal experience with Yardworks and Father Taroki Field. The differential between the two is $15,950. And it's a large contract. It's about 2% of the total contract. I'm not dismissing the fact that it's $15,000. But it's, you know, there is, from what my experience has been, you know, it's Yardworks can do the work. I'm sure Cotty can do it as well. But I have prior experience with Yardworks.
Thank you. And we had spoken about this before, and I'm also confident. First of all, again, I think it's really great that there's two WAR companies. This is a big job, both more than qualified. Pretty much everything is equal. And then a couple of things weigh in there. So I agree with awarding this to Yardworks. And again, I can't express the neighborhood, the associations, the Little League, the business community around here. We're really thrilled about this. This is going to be a hot area in the next few years, and this is something that we've been planning for a number of years. So I want to thank you and your team for your work on this. And Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time.
Of course, Mr. President. Any questions, comments from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt?
No.
Oh, okay. Any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Bill, with I understand how the CGBD grant works, and it's about, I believe, average income or somewhere thereabouts, you know, with respective parts of the community. But you also said that a portion of this money is coming from a state grant.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Does the state grant have the same requirements with respect to the financial capacity of a particular community?
No. So the state grant was applied. This is the second time. In 2020, we applied for DEM recreation grants for Clegg, Appanag, ball fields, and Appanag ball fields playground, Clegg Field playground, and the splash pad in Oakland Beach. There's a lengthy application that went through that all were denied except for the Oakland Beach splash pad. We won that one. The following year, the city reapplied, including Bishop Park Playground, Appanag Playground, and Clegg. It was just a better application, and it's specific to Appanag Playground because that's how we did it. It's not just a recreation grant that can be used anywhere in the city. It's specific to Appanag Playground. So there's no financial, it wasn't a determining factor, but it was a question in the application. Is the area a low mod income area? And it is. So it gave us points towards the application. So
other areas in the city of Warwick could apply for a state grant for area.
Right. So there are numerous points. Each question gets a certain number of points. I don't know how many points the low mod income question got assigned during this past round. Like I said, we applied for Clegg, Appanag, and Bishop again, because those three are in low mod income census tracts. So we felt competitively by having it in a low mod income area, we would score higher than having it in somewhere that's not. But we can apply for state grants in any area of the city, any playground. It's a state recreation grant. We targeted playgrounds because that's how we've been putting some of our CDBG funds to renovate some of the playgrounds in low mod income areas.
So aside of this bid, I think I'll need to sit with you at some point soon, because I've got things at Del Judas Park that I'm having difficulties getting things repaired. And I need to talk to you about getting some things done over there.
That area does not qualify. Mm-hmm. I think it's 18% low mod income, the census tract.
But how about for the state grant?
Yeah, that would just be one
question.
That's
what I want to talk to you about.
Right,
you
correct,
and I
yeah.
have already had the conversation on
yeah,
the
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anytime.
So this is obviously it's a great thing. We're all, of course, looking to get things done in our own wards, but this is a great thing, not just for this area, but this is a great thing for the city, and I'm very supportive of it. But I am concerned with a couple of things that were said, and I need to get some clarification on that. So when the RFP went out for this work, did the RFP stipulate and require a list of prior work?
Yeah, and the RFP had asked for prior experience. And on Cardi's bid, it mentioned C resume, and they attached their resume.
Okay, and their resume did not include?
It doesn't include any playground work. It's all paving, site work, and I read through the site work. It's Home Depot, Cardi Furniture, South County Bike Path, Shores
bridges,
Plaza.
Bridges, they build bridges.
Bridges, you know, yeah, they like do yeah. they do a lot of heavy mm-hmm. road work. They do good work when they do the heavy road work.
I say my concern is with the numbers, because this is the second time now in less than a couple of months where we have not, or the department has not recommended awarding the bid to the low bidder. The last one was the calendars. We didn't recommend doing the low bidder to the calendars.
That's not mine.
I understand that. But this is the second time in a couple of months now, less than a couple of months, that we're looking to award a bid that is not to the low bidder. And that's concerning, because I remember several years ago reaching out to lots of vendors, asking them why they weren't bidding, and there were some very, very interesting reasons why they weren't bidding. And I just don't want to see us getting on that same path of, well, you're the low bidder, but because you didn't put this in there or you didn't include that, you're not getting it. The other concern I have with this, and I'm going to have to, and if you need me to wait till we get to the Clegg Field site, I can wait. But what I found very interesting is that the bid from Yardworks and Cardi for both Appanag and Clegg Field were exactly the same amount. Can you explain that? Both bids, exactly the same amount. And I doubt that they're exactly the same work.
Excuse me, Councilman, I understand, but we're not discussing Clegg Field yet.
So you want me to wait till we come to Clegg Field?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yes, and then, but I will, yes, and then we can roll back.
That might be a typo in my memo. I have my computer, so I can look.
A typo? Yeah, well, there's a typo also on page 4 where it says the office solicited bids on August 16th, 2002.
No.
And that just carried forward to, the other one too. So maybe it is a typo.
Yeah.
But if it is, we need to know what the real numbers
are. Yeah, I have the.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are the real numbers for Appanag?
Yes. Yeah, I have the two bids with me for Appanag.
Okay.
I have the scanned versions on Clay.
Okay, I'm all set, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the council? Thank you. Item number 2, bid 2023. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Any questions for members of the public? Any questions for members of the public? Sergeant at Arms, just make sure they line up orderly and thank you. Bid 2023-138, Clegg Field Site Improvements and Playground. Mr. Vicente.
So I know Councilman Lattiso asked the question, and I will get him the answer to that. But right now, I'm going to ask that we hold Clegg Field to the second meeting in November. I believe it's November 17th. What the city is finding is the pricing on these bids are coming in really high, higher than anticipated. And we're trying to identify another funding source that we can cover the shortfall, because we have some other state grants that we need to cover projects in. And this one does not have a state grant, but we're trying to find, the mayor is looking to find additional funds either through the OPER or another source to make this come to fruition. So if you could hold that to the 17th of November.
Thank you. May I have the PCR, please? PCR 115-22.
Can we get the answer to the question?
Yes, thank you. So the question, I understand the Councilman Lattiso asked the question on the previous. This is being held. Would you be, seeing that he's holding it for numerous reasons, including that price, would you be willing to move forward on that question, Councilman? Or we can hold that and see what the true bid is going to be in the next meeting?
Oh, that was you? We might have a clarification.
Mr. Chairman, I think that, there's a problem with this whole thing, because these numbers and the scope of work.
You're talking exactly bid 2023-138, Councilman? I'm sorry.
Yes, 23-138.
The motion was, there's going to be a motion to hold that.
I know.
For the correction of those items.
You asked me if I wanted to have the question now or after.
Oh, for clarification, what I wanted is you asked the question in the previous bid, and I didn't want to disregard the question you asked, but I do understand he wants to hold it. So what I'm clarifying is, if everything comes back, the packet comes back, the same numbers and everything, could we carry that question on to the next, when this bid comes back before us?
Well, the comment that, or the suggestion I would like to put out,
Yes, sir.
Is for whatever reason they're reviewing this, review the numbers, because the numbers are exactly the same as Apnog Ball Field. The scope of work is exactly the same. So it looks like this may be the wrong page for Clegg Field, because I don't think they're all going to be exactly the same. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are, but
okay.
To verify it.
I think
it
I can help clarify that.
That they are.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. It seems odd. I know she's there, but I haven't finished. I just think it's odd that those numbers are exactly the same. Thank you.
Thank you. It's going to be held. So
I can clarify that the purchasing made a mistake. The minutes were copied. The minutes of the meeting were copied to the second. They're exactly the same because of the same minutes. So
right.
It was an error on purchasing part.
Mm-hmm.
Your cover sheet on that item is the correct numbers. The minutes, which is the breakdown of the vendors, erroneously was put the same minutes of the two meetings. So I will have that corrected.
Understood. Thank you. And yes. You requested 11/21.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 21. I thought the 17th, yeah.
So we will make a motion or seek a motion to hold this item, bid 2023-138, now PCR 115-2022, per request PCR 115-22, per request of the department to hold until November 21st, 2022.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Bid 2023-162, purchase of 2023 Chevrolet 350 HD with plow package and dump body or equivalent. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is found on page 9 in the bid package. Sorry. Thank you.
So the department is recommending award to Liberty Chevrolet in the amount of $248,187 from the ARPA funds to purchase three vehicles for the Highway Division. Delivery is noted for 120 days from the order.
Thank you, Director. And as you stated, this will be for three vehicles?
Correct.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Can you just break down the vehicles for the residents at home, what it comes with, the plow package, the dump truck, and stuff like that, the body of it?
Yeah, so these are three heavy-duty pickup trucks with dump bodies and plow packages. So these are Chevy Silverado 3500s. So they're substantial. And these are kind of the backbone of the highway fleet. They're typically the foreman's trucks, but they're also one of the primary vehicles we use during snow removal operations. And just so you understand the urgency, after the blizzard in February, we lost two F-350s, similar trucks, due to bad engines and frame damage. And then just recently, we lost another F-250, which was a 1999, had over 100,000 miles, and that frame cracked as well. So these would be frontline trucks for a daily operation of the foreman and also, you know, during snow removal operations.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that it's not, you know, the director's new truck. These are ones right. That are going to be moving on. And the delivery date, I know this is a big issue of when can we actually get these. You have a commitment that we'll receive all three within 120 days?
Yeah, that's what we've been told. The vendor had six on the lot, and they were going pretty fast. So we were able to kind of handshake, say, hey, we're going to move forward with these. And so they're holding them for us now. But they are, as you indicated, they're in high supply. So it is the kind of thing that we kind of need to act sooner rather than later. Otherwise, that 120 days could become a year.
Correct. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Comments, questions from members of the council. Council Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So Eric, I don't have a problem with this bid. As a matter of fact, today I just picked up my vehicle from the fix-it shop. I was there for a month. But as I was driving in, I'm almost certain it was a Ford Explorer, which obviously is not a 3500 with a plow package and a dump body. I'm almost sure it was a Ford Explorer, and it was like 66 grand. Yeah. The cost of trucks is through the roof, worse than cars. They're not even getting close to the cost of cars. And unfortunately, the price of used trucks is through the roof as well. And you buy a used truck, you buy someone else's headaches, particularly with this type of a vehicle. So the fact that you can get three of them, $82,000 is a real heavy piece of change. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think it's a good opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, comments from any other members of the council? Questions, comments from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Bid 2023-174, original equipment manufacturer parts for various police vehicles. Good evening and welcome, Major.
Good evening, council members. Andy Sullivan, Major with the Warwick Police. Warwick Police Department went out to bid for original equipment manufacturer parts for various vehicles, also known as OEM parts. The department received two qualifying bids, the first from Tasker Ford, located in Cranston, and the other from Factory Motor Parts, located in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. The police department is recommending that the bid for the OEM parts be awarded to Tasker Ford, as they were the lowest qualified bidder. However, specific to item number one, car batteries, the police department would like to split the bid between Tasker and Factory Motor Parts, since Factory Motor Parts has been easier to deal with in the past with regards to battery warranties and associated refund credits. The police department would also request that items 8, 9, and 10, that would be starter, alternator, and alternator, respectively, be awarded to Factory Motor Parts because Tasker Ford did not bid on these items. The current contract expires on November 17th, 2022. The police department is requesting $95,000 for a one-year contract commencing on 11/18/22 and ending on 11/17/23. Funding for the OEM parts under this bid would most often be taken from the department's current operating budget code 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance. At times, however, the purchases may be drawn from the insurance proceeds account 76-358 when repairs are covered under damaged vehicles and compensation from insurance companies.
Thank you, Major. A few questions. If you could look at page on the bid package 14, it's the price lists you have of the manufacturer parts. If you look at Factory Motor Parts, there's a comment in the list discount columns. Is that supposed to be source will contact or source well contact?
Will. That looks like, it appears to be a typo. It should be will.
So they're basically saying their prices match what the dealership is?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I want to ask you also, going on, there's been a lot of discussion. I went to a few other city meetings also within this council chamber at these finance committee and other committees. The pricing and the supply and demand, has Tasker, and I'm sorry I'm throwing this on your shoulders now, but has Tasker been following through? Have they been interrupted by the supply chain at all with the parts?
No, sir. For all the bids that are before us tonight, I checked with relative to garage fleet maintenance, I checked with our fleet manager to ensure that there's no supply chain issues. But each respective bid on this one, he's confident there is not, other than the items that are specifically outlined.
Certainly. Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Why are you looking to award item number one to Factory Motor Parts when they're actually $12 higher?
From our fleet manager, is that batteries, sir? I think you're referencing. Item number one is batteries, which according to our fleet manager, they're much easier to deal with at Factory Motor Parts regarding refunds, credits, warranty coverage, et cetera. So the savings short term would probably be exacerbated later on. And that was his recommendation I'm going off.
How many batteries do we use a year?
That number I don't have in front of me. Obviously more during the colder season.
Because it works out to about 10% higher. Factory Motor Parts about 10% higher than Tasker.
Again, I realize that, but again, it's off the fleet manager's recommendation regarding the dealing with warranty issues and coverage on the batteries when we purchase them. So a short-term savings may not pan out later on when they're more difficult.
I can't hear you, sir.
A short-term savings may not pan out later on when we have warranty issues or refunds and credits and so on. That's what the fleet manager told me, that they the other company is much easier to deal with in that regard for batteries.
So your fleet manager is saying that they've had problems with warranty issues with Tasker on batteries?
That's what I understand, yes. And or the other company is much easier to deal with overall regarding batteries specifically.
And to take it a step further on what the chairman asked on the Sourcewell contract pricing form, formerly NJPA. What does NJPA stand for?
I do not know. I don't have that acronym. I do not know that.
I don't see anything in the position paper on that either. I have no clue what NJPA stands for. Pricing formerly NJPA Motorcraft Pricing is dealer cost.
I believe that's the company's name. That's how I interpret that.
On item 14 through 31, does the police department plan on purchasing any of those items?
Can you repeat that one, sir?
In our page 14, what we have is page 14. I don't know if you have the same thing or not. Item 14 through 31, I'm asking if the police department is purchasing or plans on purchasing or may purchase any of those items.
They certainly may. I can't
well,
say.
The reason I'm asking is because they're not showing any list price. All they're showing is a net price. So how do I know that net price on item 14 is correct at $50.41 if I don't know what the list price is? Or any of those other items?
For which company are you referring to?
Well, Tasker is the only one that is showing any of those. So the Factory Motor Parts, they didn't show any list prices whatsoever. They're just showing you a net cost.
Right.
But and Tasker Auto Group, their item 14 through 31, they're not showing any list price. They show a discount of 50%, and then they show a net price. So how do I know that their math is correct on the net price of, on example, item 14, the net price of $50.41? How do I know that is correct if they don't tell us what the list price is? Better yet, how do you know it's correct if you don't know what the list price is?
I suppose in regards to comparing to the other company, it's semantics in the sense that it's a bottom line is what we're going to ultimately pay and not what the list price would be.
Say that again.
It would be, in comparison to the other company, the other bidder, it's a much lower price on that item. So it would be somewhat irrelevant what the original list retail price might be?
No, I don't think it's irrelevant at all. Because I need to know, you should need to know, if that net price is correct. How do you know that net price shouldn't be lower? You have no clue because there is no, we have no clue because there is no list price. They don't give us the list price. All they give us is a net cost. So we have no idea whether or not $50.41 for item 14 is good or bad. We don't have any idea if the math is correct because we don't know the beginning of the formula.
I understand your concern, sir.
I mean, does that make sense?
I understand your concerns. I still stand by that the bottom line is what the price is. The net price is going to be the cheapest price, so.
So you...
How they arrange the numbers prior to that is somewhat semantics, in my opinion, because ultimately it's the net price that we're relying upon.
So you're willing to assume that $50.41 is 50% of some number. It's not a concern or a question.
Based on the other company being $27 and some odd cents higher,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be overly concerned. That's just me.
And in the award that you're recommending to Tasker Group for the net numbers of the discount, those numbers right there, $115, $107, all the way down the list, those numbers, they are locked in stone. We will not pay any more or any less than those numbers that are showing right there.
That's according to the bid specifications that are sent out, yes.
That's according to the bid specifications. What I'm referring to is when we get the bill. So I want to know, are those numbers right there the maximum number, the maximum price we're going to pay for that item?
Yes, that will be for the life of the contract, okay, which is 1 year.
Chairman, I'd like a PCR on this, please.
Certainly, PCR.
PCR 116-22.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm all set.
Thank you. To clarify, I want to thank Councilman Gebhardt and our council liaison. NJPA is a well contract price at dealer cost, formerly NJPA. It's at the bottom of the page 14, note number one, that goes with the question that was asked earlier. What is the NJPA? Any other questions from members of the council? Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Bid 2023-176. Sorry. Give me one moment. Thank you. GTAC F110 tablets and vehicle mounting hardware. Major, it is found on page 17.
The Warwick Police Department went out to bid for GTAC F110 tablets and associated vehicle mounting hardware. The equipment is used to equip police cruisers and to replace older damaged tablets or parts in the older cruisers. The GTAC 110 is a fixed computer mounted in police cruisers, which allows officers to conduct routine DMV checks, issue citations, complete police reports, and also enables a dispatch portal. The department received three bids from the following vendors: Island Tech out of New York with a local building in Warren, Rhode Island, Holtzberg Communications of New Jersey, and Connected Solutions in Virginia. The police department recommends a contract be awarded to Island Tech Services, which specializes in tablets and laptops. They were also the lowest qualified bidder. The department is requesting $50,000 for a one-year contract commencing on November 9th, 22, and ending on November 8th in 2023. If approved, funding would be allocated from the police computer budget 30-231.
Thank you, Major. Questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Bid 20, oh, correction. We are now at the part of the finance docket where if there is an item members of the committee, the council, and the public would like to have pulled to discuss, we would request it. I'll give everyone a moment to get their notes together. Okay. Councilman Gebhardt requests bid item number six, bid 2022-268, ballistic vests. That is found on page 22. Is there any other? And Councilman Foley, you had one?
Well, I had six, but also nine. Oh, is Councilman Gebhardt done?
I'm done.
Nine.
Police, that would be 2023-169. That is police motorcycle repairs found on page 78. Well,
yep.
Thank you. Council President? Thank you. Members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 2023-170.
That's number seven. That is found on page
32. Item 2023-173. Found on page 81.
Item number 10, that's bid 2023-173, vehicle window tinting. Found on page 81.
Yes.
Anything further, Councilman?
No, that's fine.
Thank you. Any other members of the council? Members of the public, is there any item on the bid docket members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. We'll go in order. Item number six is bid 2022-268, ballistic vests. Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks.
Found on page 22. I apologize.
Thank you. Thanks, Major. My only question on this one, and I did a quick review. I just wanted to verify that the budget for the line code 3260, this increase on the contract is going to come out of, had sufficient funding in the budget to cover the increase to the contract. It's sort of looks like a little bit of a catch-all code because it includes, it's like miscellaneous police gear and uniforms. So I just wanted to make sure that in this code that you would have sufficient budget to make the change to the purchasing authority.
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Councilman Foley.
This is an as-needed basis, or do you plan on purchasing X number right off the bat?
Both, sir. So the vests are normally good for 5 years and come up at various intervals depending on when the officer was initially issued their vest. And then we also have new candidates coming out of the police academy, which need to be fitted for a vest. So it's very difficult to try to pinpoint an exact amount per year. Because it's a moving target, so to speak. It's just, it's very dependent on when vests mature.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Next is Councilman Lattisor, bid number seven, correction, item number seven, bid 2023-170. Various replacement automotive parts for the police department. This is found on page 32. Councilman Lattisor.
Chairman, I'm just reviewing some numbers here. I'll withdraw that one.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said I'll withdraw that one.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee concerning bid 2023-170? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you. Next is item number 9, bid 2023-169, police motorcycle repairs, found on page 78. Councilman Foley.
Just one of those questions I get every now and then. How many motorcycles do we have in our fleet?
I believe we have five right now.
All right, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Councilman, any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Bid item number 10 is bid 2023-173, vehicle window tinting, found on page 81. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. So this All Mobile Towing and Recovery LLC, what experience do they have in tinting windows?
They do towing, auto mechanic work, and it's generally part of business. Those people that work these places normally have multidisciplinary skills to include tinting.
But do they have experience in window tinting?
Yes, they do. As far as I'm aware, yes, they do, sir.
I'm sorry, I can't hear
you. As far as I'm aware, yes, they do, sir.
Has this been verified by anyone in the police department that...
Yes, our fleet, our fleet manager is familiar with this entity, and he has confirmed that they are capable of handling this bid.
And is there any tinting that has to be removed on any of these vehicles?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe we ever experienced a need to remove it. Maybe very, very occasionally, but I can't think of any reasons off the top of my head.
So item 4 on this bid, it says, and it's in actually bold print, it says complete removal of old window tint, $100. What does that mean?
That would mean if there was ever a need to remove it, that's what their price would be.
Is that per window?
Full, I think, would insinuate all the front and back windows. But all vehicles now come with mostly all tinted already anyway, with just the front windows not tinted. So it did really didn't. I don't see a need to remove all tint. I don't know when that event would ever be necessary. I think it just needed to be included in the bid, should it ever do ever be necessary. But I don't see any reason why it would have to happen.
Well, in the other items, as example 1A, front door, two windows only. It's $100, so it's kind of easy to understand that. It's $50 per window. And item B, it's two rear door windows, $200. So that's pretty easy to run the numbers. But how do you run numbers on a bid that says complete removal of old window tint, $100? Is that per window? Is that per vehicle? Per back seat? Per front seat? What is it?
That would be all aftermarket tint that's on the vehicle.
So regardless of whether it's two windows or four windows or six windows, it's going to be $100 to remove the old tint.
That's accurate. But again, I see no reason we'd ever need to remove tint.
So, you know, part of the point of this questioning is we could save a whole lot of time if some of these bids were written a little bit tighter, so we don't have to sit here and ask questions or make phone calls or find out, is it one window or a whole car? Thank you.
Members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public,
Members of the public, may I have a motion on PCR 114-22?
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. May I have an acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on September 19th?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 111-22, formerly bid 2023-122, fire apparatus, 1500 GPM pumper. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening.
Bless you. Bless you.
Peter McMichael, Warwick Fire Chief. The Warwick Fire Department is requesting to award a bid for one 2024 E1 Typhoon pumper, the 1,500 gallon per minute pump and 750 gallon tank to Greenwood Emergency Vehicles of North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Funding for this vehicle will be from the city's ARPA funds for a total award not to exceed $592,586.
Thank you, Chief. So this is kind of interesting, and I'd like you to share. You and I had a talk going back 2 years ago when we first sat down with then newly elected Mayor Picozzi, or newly sworn in Mayor Picozzi, and we all agreed that the infrastructure and the fleet were obviously an important items of the many important items we deal with. And one of the things that was challenged to you and other departments was to find the best, you know, plan to come up with to upgrade the fleets. And from our conversation, and I welcome you to go ahead and go further on it, on our conversation, you're looking far into the future when you add on what has transpired since that first meeting, a supply chain issue. We have orders that have already been submitted that are already being delayed by 6 months. So we're depending on a reliable fleet that is reliable now but questionable tomorrow. And we're waiting a week out, if you will, you know, if we're going to put it in a time frame of a week for the new stuff. So you're actually trying to take 10 steps ahead. Am I correct on that assumption to go ahead and address this?
That's right, Chairman. As you correctly pointed out, Mayor Picozzi has made upgrading and updating the fleet a priority of his administration. And the two trucks that the council approved last year, the awarding of the bid for the second truck saved us $90,000 by ordering two at once because we were able to avoid the massive price increase that we saw over the past year. As members have been discussing earlier, we're seeing unprecedented delays in delivery time, production time, and costs. Certainly nothing that we've ever experienced in my lifetime. We are now looking at a vehicle ordered today is expected to take 24 months for production and delivery time. So that not only do we have to try to replace what we currently have to replace today, but we have to think 2 years in advance what we're going to need to replace in order to get our name in the queue, if you will, so that we reserve that spot in the production of both fire apparatus and rescues as well. We're seeing the same with the ambulances.
So going on that, this is something we're paying for, and though still up there, we're paying for in 2022 prices, but we are getting for service in 2024. So what may have been maybe in 2019, a purchase and a 6 month delivery, which was very common, is now turning into a 2 year delivery with an ever steady increase of costs. So you're doing the preemptive strike on that. I just want to make sure I got all this clear.
That's right. And it's also worth the note that no funds are paid out until the vehicle is delivered.
So the payment will be due. Though this is ARPA funds, it'll be committed. So it can be used. The ARPA funds can be used on this purchase because it'll be committed
to the service to the city, direct service to our city.
It'll be committed and delivery is anticipated within the applicable timeframes of ARPA funding.
Thank you. I'm going to hold off. Any questions from members of the committee? Yeah. Any questions? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Council President.
Just to, you know, really harp on what you and the chairman were talking about. I know we had a good discussion on Sunday about this, that if we order this truck today, it could take 2 years for the truck to arrive.
That's correct.
Just the new normal now. You also spec this truck out the same way that we use the same spec, same requirements, same everything for the truck that we purchased last year. And can you tell everyone the difference in price from 1 year for the same exact truck?
Yes, the difference in price is $92,000 from 1 year to the next. So as you correctly pointed out, we developed a specification that will be used each year that we have to go out to bid for the truck. So the specification won't change. We developed the specification so that we could save costs in engineering, which is done at the early order of the vehicle. There's no need for us to go through that process anymore. We simply just say, same spec. We want exactly what we ordered the year before. So we save time from doing that and also engineering costs that are built into the cost of the bid. We save that money as well. Hard to believe that we're saving any money because of the cost of these vehicles. It's astronomical, and none of us have ever experienced anything like this in our lifetime that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it's really unique, and I mean, it's just a different time, and this is not unique to the city of Warwick. This is for every department across the country is all looking for these trucks, and you guys are doing everything you can. Like you said, you're cutting time off using the same specs, and it's still going to be a 2 years. Right. And then again, the ARPA funds, we would commit the ARPA funds, but that bill doesn't come until the truck is here, correct?
That's correct. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any other questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Once again, I'm more than happy to see that this money is coming from ARPA funds. This price, Chief, $592,586, do you have that in writing from the vendor that guarantees this price in 2 years?
Yes, sir.
So this price will not go up or down in the next 2 years. That's locked in stone, $592,586.
That's correct.
Hypothetical. Through no fault of yours or ours, suppose in 2 years from now, they come back and they say, sorry, you know, we got to get another $50,000 for this truck because of blah, blah, blah.
I'd like to be able to stand here and say that won't happen, but in these times that we're living in right now, I can't promise anything. At that time, I would certainly have to sit down, have a discussion with the mayor's office, and most likely I'd be right back here again bringing that, but I haven't seen that happen yet. But again, I nothing would surprise me anymore.
No, and you know, again, I'm not suggesting that you have any control on it, and I'm not directing this as, you know, an issue towards you. We have, during this whole COVID thing, this thing called force majeure, where you can get a price increase this minute, and it's sanctioned by the federal government. It's federal law. So has a discussion occurred? Because I don't think we've had this type of an issue, at least not recently anyways, where we're going to be putting out a number today. We're getting the price on something today. We're not taking delivery on it 2 years ago. I mean, from 2 years from now. I know that certainly doesn't happen in my industry. But has this been reviewed by our legal counsel, that if they did try to, you know, grab us for some extra money when the time comes to take delivery, that we're covered on this?
So I have not posed that question to the city solicitor yet. I would think if it did get to that point, then certainly it would be a battle of the lawyers between the vendors and ours. Again, I haven't seen that in throughout the industry happen yet. What we have seen is vendors sometimes build themselves in a little cushion so that they may be able to reduce the price upon delivery based on the cushion they built into it. But I haven't seen anybody go after a the bid and say we have to alter it or change it because of the increase in costs.
I know it might just be worth, you know, a conversation with the solicitor just for your own benefit.
Absolutely.
I know what I see in my industry. I don't know about, you know, fire trucks and getting them 2 years down the road. Just something that is in my head on that. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. And Councilman and Chief, I'd like to say that I was at another department or a meeting, and they had to amend a bid. And one of the things that they had a discussion on, I guess, to use the numbers we used here, if from the price of the cost went up from $92,000 from last year to this year, maybe we'll assume that it'll go up $184,000 in a matter of 2 years. So a hypothetical $50,000 increase might not be I agree with you. It would be ridiculous for them to come, but we'd have to balance and weigh the different options. Either we start from the starting line again, or we look at what the options are. But I agree with the councilman. It's definitely, and I know you've done your homework. That's one of the reasons I'm sure why you held it, was to make sure that everything fell into place. But thank you. Further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second. I have a motion favorable. I have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Item number 3 is PCR 112-22, bid 2023-121, formerly bid 2023-121, fire apparatus type 1 ambulance. Chief.
Thank you, Chairman. The Warwick Fire Department is requesting to award the bid for type 1 ambulance to Greenwood Emergency Vehicles that met the specifications as outlined in the bid. The requested bid is for one, either 23 or 24, Horton Ford F550 4x4 Type 1 ambulance at a cost not to exceed $344,723. This price does include the Stryker power load and cot and lettering to match the department fleet and delivery. This will also come from the city's ARPA fundings.
Thank you, Chief. And this will allow the city, if I'm understanding correctly, to take one of the rescues and put it to the reserve?
That's correct. We have two on order right now. This one would be to replace our Rescue 4, which is a 2018 model, mm-hmm. which by the time this vehicle is delivered, 2 years from now, by that time, that vehicle is expected to have probably 200,000 miles on it. Mm. So we're seeing the same thing, almost worse, if you will, with ambulances because of the cabin chassis problem. So mm-hmm. a year ago, I came before you to award the bid for the same vehicle for two vehicles, and we still don't have a delivery date on those two vehicles because of the delay on Ford and the cabin chassis. And I say Ford, but it doesn't matter which, whether it be a Dodge vehicle or Ford, it doesn't matter. It's still the same issue across the industry.
Thank you. And again, we're getting a 2023 or 2024 Horton Ford at 2022 prices, because we're getting this locked in today.
And yes, sir, that's right. And the vendor is saying 23 or 24 because even the vendor doesn't know right now as to which cabin chassis that's going to be.
Wow.
So we're seeing the same 24-month delivery time on these vehicles as well. This is also the exact same spec that we developed on the two rescues that I came before you for last year, mm-hmm. so that we save time and engineering costs and things of that nature, time and costs, by just duplicating the spec, the exact same unit.
And I noticed that on this, to kind of go with the conversation we had on the previous bid, I see ambulance at a cost of not to exceed. So that's pretty much locked in there then.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And so just also, if you don't mind, it's to this bid, but we brought it up in discussion. I think with the ladder truck that was ordered and the two ambulances that were ordered, correct?
That's right.
That we're waiting on. So far, all three are on delay.
Right. The ladder truck, the two pumpers, and the two ambulances are all slightly delayed. The ambulances, we don't really, it's more of a question mark than the two pumpers and the ladder truck. Though we have a more of a definitive timetable on those, but we have less of a definitive timetable because of, again, the cabin chassis issue from Ford.
And I remember in the discussion, because there's a delay, there's also a, I hate to use the word, but a penalty, if you will, of price on the manufacturer.
That's correct. Yes. There's a clause for delivery that we anticipate being over somewhat, which will involve a credit back towards our reduction in the price on the vehicle, a penalty clause.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's unique. So it kind of goes on the thing, as much as we're trying to adapt and overcome, so are the manufacturers, so are the people writing the contracts up. But again, I have to say, I commend you on you and the administration of working together, forward thinking and restocking, keeping the city stocked, and definitely keeping our citizens safe by ensuring that they have the equipment needed. Thank you. Councilman Fuller.
Just to clarify, so before the vehicles tonight, am I right? We have six vehicles that we have ordered hoping to update our fleet, not counting the ones tonight, and we haven't gotten any of them.
That's right.
Okay. It was a simple question. That's amazing. So even though the fire department, the council, and the administration have tried to update the fleet, we're hitting a stone wall.
Exactly. So we do anticipate our first delivery, and I cautiously say, and I'll optimistically say, 5 to 6 weeks out.
5 to 6 weeks,
weeks away, right.
Okay.
For the first delivery, that also will be late beyond the time frame, but the information we're getting about its where it is in the process of production, that's what we anticipate delivery time. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
And when was that vehicle ordered?
That was one of the vehicles that I came before you for this time last year.
No, that's all right. That's ballpark enough, Chief. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisore.
Thank you. Chief, listening to this conversation here, you know, recalling these vehicles that we have on order, et cetera, is there a date certain that's provided to us for these vehicles? Now, we're talking about this one here, 23, 24. Let's just say 24. Do we have a date certain from the manufacturer that we'll get it in 2024? Or is this an open-ended deal where we may not get it till 2025 or later?
So there is a set number of days that they will deliver those vehicles in. I believe it was 720 for the engines, I believe, which is roughly so 2 years. The difference is that a vehicle ordered today, a vendor will no longer put a penalty clause in it for delivery date. So with the two engines in the ladder truck, there was a built-in penalty clause that they did not deliver by a certain period of time. It was $100 a day. They're no longer putting those penalty clauses in because of the unknowns. I think that they're not willing to commit to that because of issues that we're seeing across the industry with materials and computer equipment, things of that nature, chips. So that's the big change from this year to last year. Last year, they were willing to do that. This year, they're not willing to put penalty clauses in.
For these two vehicles here?
That's right.
Not surprising. So the reserve vehicle, the chairman had mentioned that this new rescue will essentially result in another rescue being used as a reserve rescue. The first question is, how many reserve rescues do we have now?
We have three right now.
Three. Where are they located?
One is used on a daily basis out of Rescue 3, which on West Shore Road near Oakland Beach. One of them we try not to use because of the issues we've had with it. And another one...
The one you just said you try to use where?
We have one, a very old vehicle that we have a lot of issues with when we do use it. So I would say that vehicle is past its end of use time. We've had numerous issues with it whenever we do use it. So we're down to two dependable ones. The third one, we avoid using it if we can. So this will allow us to take that 2018 model and place that into reserve. So we'll have a more dependable reserve vehicle.
So one of the reserves is in Station 3. Where are the other two reserves? Station what?
So the other ones I used where needed. So we have one at Rescue 2, which was going back to Tasca for some warranty work. So while that was being done, we would have them utilize that vehicle. That one really goes wherever it's needed.
But it's being housed somewheres, right?
Yeah, we move those vehicles around because they're typically used. They don't sit very long. When they're down, they're down for maybe a couple of days. Other than that, they're in use because vehicles go down for either warranty work or preventive maintenance work being done by DPW or an outside vendor. So we're getting continuous use out of those. So while they're officially classified as a reserve, we're still using those almost on a daily basis.
And
as far as where we house them on a regular basis, that fluctuates quite often with where we're moving trucks around.
Okay, the third rescue, where is that stored, parked?
The third reserve rescue, I believe we're keeping that one right now down at which is Station 2 down on Post Road by Norwood Station.
Okay. And the same thing, the same question on this one, that number 344-723, that's a guaranteed number to us, the same
yes.
as the conversation the other one. Okay, thank
that's
you.
Right.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other further questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions from members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 112-22?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. The time is 6:17 and the Finance Committee is closed.
Thank you very much, Chairman. There are no more committees this evening, so we will see everyone back.